Hello, genius. You're listening to the Aspire Podcast, the podcast where we talk everything about branding, business, and beyond. Your most ambitious dreams are worth working for. It's never easy, but it is so worth it. And you are worth it. You are worth taking the next big step in your business. Be the expert. Get more visible. The world needs your genius. I'm your host, Ashley Ruffino, and this is your weekly dose of inspiration where I share tools and concepts to elevate your mind, body, and business. Let's get started. So, what is a word of the year? What does it mean? What does it mean for you? It's an exercise that I find growing in popularity. You work to figure out a word that will symbolize your year. It can be your call to action or your battle cry. It's a simple way to mark a general end goal for the year as a way to help keep you in alignment. It could be a reminder. It could be a matter of accountability. For me, it helped me stay on task with what I needed to do. And throughout the year, I had my word posted in different places. I had it as a screensaver. I had it as a sticky note on my computer. I had it on my dry erase board. I would have this everywhere to kind of keep me in line as a reminder, a visual reminder, to where I wanted to be and what I wanted to be doing. In 2019, my word was action. For far too long, I had a lot of fear and different personal blocks stop me from doing what I needed to do. And I would get hung up on, oh my gosh, stupid things. But nonetheless, when I started coming at a point where I reminded myself that I needed to take action because the world needed what I had to offer, I had these dreams and these desires, and I had this world that had been placed upon my heart and these people that I wanted to serve, and I just needed to step into action. And overall, I would say that I am pretty proud of myself for everything that I've accomplished in 2019, with splitting my portrait and personal brand business to launching a Ruffino Co. And the umbrella that encompasses like the Aspire Podcast, the Branding Academy, the workshops that we've got coming, and everything else that has come and fallen into place with that. I have never felt more aligned in my business, and I am so glad that I took all the steps that I did in 2019. So on today's episode, I'm going to go over the four steps that I take to find my word for the year. It's what I used last year. It's what I'm using again this year. And we're going to get ready to show you those four steps. So the first step is to think. Before we can move forward, you need to be able to think back on the past year and ask yourself a few questions. Write everything down, and I really encourage you to resist the temptation to self-edit. Just write down whatever pops into your head without self-editing. What could I use more of in my life? What could I use less of in my life? What qualities would I like to embody? How do I want to feel? These answers may shed some light on the direction that you want to go or show you where you may be currently lacking. Step two is to envision. I want you to envision what an ideal day would feel like. What does your morning routine look like? What is the vibe at work or throughout the day? And how do you want to feel right before you go to bed? If you lack clarity or ideas, this would be a great time for meditating or sitting in silence for a couple minutes. Energy flows where focus goes. So where do you want to focus for 2020? Let me say that again. Energy flows where focus goes. So what do you want to be your focus for 2020? This is simple but effective. I think this exercise works best when you're in a relaxed state. If you're having trouble, maybe try it right before you go to sleep or first thing in the morning. You could also turn on an aromatherapy diffuser, light a candle, or put some calming music on in the background. I personally love Headspace, but there are plenty of apps and music out there. You'd be amazed about how just being still can help your intuition shine through and bring your word to the forefront. Step 3 is to itemize. Now, I want you to spend 10 minutes creating a list of the words that come to your mind. And remember, no self-editing. Write it all down, even if the words are similar in meaning. The words can be whatever you choose, but some examples are risk, invest, elevate, master, expand, just to name a few. But be free and open to what comes to mind. The fourth and final step is to analyze and clarify. Analyze your list and underline your favorites. From there, you can circle your top 3 words. Chances are you'll probably see a theme going on between the words you wrote down. Do any of the words stand out to you? Do any of the words make you feel excited or nervous, scared, uncomfortable, or at ease? Oftentimes, the words that scare us the most can mean that we are closer to being in alignment because growth is never easy. You may even find a sense of peace and empowerment in finding your word. Reflect on your words, say them out loud, and see what feels right. No need to overanalyze this process. Trust your gut instead. Resist analysis paralysis. If you struggle to choose your word, one of the best questions I ever learned to ask was this: are you interested or are you committed? For me, I'm a big thinker. I love brainstorming. I love coming up with ideas, and I love mind mapping, and I want to do all the things, and then I realize that I can't do all the things, and I need to narrow it down. And so asking this question of myself, am I interested or am I committed, that has been a game changer for letting me to be decisive and stay in alignment with what I want to do. If you're merely just interested, then the probability that you'll make excuses as to why you're not putting forth the effort to actually make changes will be pretty high. But if you're willing to say that you are committed to your word, more likely you'll do whatever it takes to materialize that word and breathe it into existence. And if it's completely necessary, allow yourself the grace of a day or two or even a week to really think about this. This year, my word is thrive, and I'm not going to go into the goals or the reasoning behind that. I'm going to save that for another episode, but I hope that sharing these 4 steps that I've used in my business are going to help you in the same way and find a word, and I cannot wait to hear what you guys pick for your word. If you want to drop me a message or a DM, share what that word is with me. I cannot wait to see it. All I can say is I am so excited to see what 2020 has in store for all of you. I know that I'm personally so excited for everything that's to come for this year. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Well, that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to hit subscribe for all future episodes. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, and many more outlets. Until next week, may you be inspired and aspire.